Did you guys know that the Book of Enoch briefly mentions sirens? And when I started looking into what sirens actually were, it's much weirder than I thought. This is in chapter 19. The women also of the angels who went astray shall become sirens. I went to the archaeology museum in Athens over the summer, and it was Mycenaean themed, which I believe to be another name for Babylon. And it had two types of sirens, this one, and sirens that were like birds. And when you look at medieval art for these, most of them have the fish tails and wings. I found this one really interesting because I've been talking about the harlot being the one in Revelation 12 and like the eagle wings and stuff like that. And we were talking about the red hair archetype for her character or being, I guess you could say. So remember, a lot of times when the Bible talks about a city, it's like another way to say a woman. So Ariel, Ariel, the city where David encamped, add year to year, let the feasts run their round. Your voice shall come from the ground like that of a ghost.
Sing. Keep singing!
Why does Ariel sing the exact same notes and tune that all sirens on these videos have? It's so weird to me. I don't think that it's based on fiction.
We're with former NOAA biologist Dr. Paul Robertson and joined by Dr. Torsten Schmidt. He was the lead geologist on a submarine crew that recorded on March 6th of this year the astonishing footage we just watched.
And here is some aerial drone footage that they keep taking down. They try to say that it's dolphins. Doesn't look like dolphins to me at all. It's really starting to feel like every single thing they tell us is fake is real, and vice versa.